Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. That was a powerful worship, please. That was a very solid worship. Say a good amen. I want us to go straight to God's word. Good morning to all of you. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. This is a very beautiful Sunday morning. We are blessed by the grace of God to be alive and to be well. I want to thank God for everybody who have joined us. This is live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. We are live on our WIC television, Aman Sun and GM televisions. We are live on Podcast Live and also live on YouTube, and welcoming all our friends and family on Facebook. Good morning to you. My name is Kofi Odru. I'm going to be with you from now until top of the hour. And, this, I said, is the W3 service. We're transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano. And I want to thank God for Alabaster International Ministry, this end time church. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. It's a very beautiful worship we had. The Lord bless you. I want to start, my presentation this morning. Can I sing that lovely song? At the end, I'm a warrior, my Christo. Me said, I'm a war. Lift that voice, say a good amen. I want to use opportunity for us to work on something profound. We have been dealing with something very profound for the past two Sundays, and I want to remarkably continue this Sunday morning. Let us first read our foundation scripture, John chapter 12. Verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The Bible said they came up to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and they required of him that they wanted to see Jesus. Their mission was to see the Christ. Their focal point was not just to fraternize and to meet people, but to have an experience and encounter with the Christ. I believe that is the same reason we are also here. That is the reason we are here. Let me go further and read Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. I would love the old software if you can help me. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that are coming to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, everybody, and pray always, that you will be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. I have been dealing with a portrait of the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. And I have been reading a couple of scriptures from the book of Daniel. And this morning I would like to segment a few verses. And it will be Daniel chapter 2, verses number 37, 38, and 39. The Bible said in verse number 37, "Thou, O King, art King of kings, for the God of heaven have given thee a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. Wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of heaven have God given into your hand, and has made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another, the third." Possibly that is where we are this morning. We have been dealing with gold and silver. Now we are dealing with brass, the third kingdom. The Bible said, and another third kingdom. I'm looking at that, you know, emphatically. Anytime I see an oxymoron or a contradiction, possibly in the tenses or in the comprehension of the liturgy of the presentation of God's word, and sometimes I feel, you know, this is the English structure shouldn't have been like that. When you say another, you can't say third, because another is descriptive enough. And so the Bible is saying, to thee another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. The Bible didn't say the bearing of rule from the gold and the silver, but when it got to the third kingdom, the kingdom of brass, of the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible is making a very emphatically, remarkable presentation and saying that the rule of that third kingdom will be over the whole earth. It will stretch to the ends of the earth. In other words, it will go from Madagascar right up to New Zealand. It will stretch upon the earth. It will go everywhere. This is profound. I'm looking at this particular verse. Look at it, you know, interestingly. It spreads all over. The rule of that third kingdom will be over the entire, you know, it just reminds me when the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 4, when the Bible was talking about something, you know, he said, the Bible mentioned that in the last days, the men will be lovers of pleasure more than God. They will be lovers of pleasure more than God. They will just love pleasure more than God. Please go back. They will be lovers of pleasure more than God. They will love pleasure more than God. Can we have the statue very quickly, and then I will allow all of you to take your seats. They will be lovers of pleasure more than God. I'm looking at this particular statue. I have already described that it is 9 feet wide and 90 feet tall. The head of it is gold. The breast of it is silver. And then it descends down to brass. And the Bible interprets this particular thing. The gold is Babylon. The silver is Persia. The Bible said the brass is Greece. And then it goes down and says that, you know, the iron and the clay is Rome, and then Europe, the emerging nations which are going to house the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the pet, the mark of the beast, and bring the new world order according to Revelation chapter 13, 14, and 15. The Bible makes, you know, emphatically clear some very profound things. The Bible eschatologically or based on end time scripture, the Bible brings it to pass. I'm reminding you, this is the end time. We are living in the end time. I'm telling everybody, the trumpet is sounding. It's sounding. I'm telling governments, A trumpet is sound. If there is anything you can do, first of all, repent and make Christ your Lord and Savior. It's time for a nation to embrace redemption and the gift of the cross, the express love of the Father that was demonstrated on the cross of Calvary. It's time for a nation to embrace such a thing. This is very profound. I'm looking at this particular, you know, and so I said in the past two Sundays, I said that the gold is the worship of money. The silver is the worship of power. This morning, I'm saying that the brass is the worship of pleasure. The worship of pleasure. I have seen pleasure even coming to the pulpit. The worship of pleasure is gradual, gravitating, navigating, you know, it is incepting its way gradually into the pulpit. As for church, it is already in church. Pleasure is already, you know, in church. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 37, he said, as the days of Noah were, so shall be the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Even as the days of Noah were. Profound. Very remarkable. What happened in the days of Noah? Verse number 38. Bible is making it emphatically clear. In the days of Noah, you know, before the floods, they were drinking and they were making merry. It was party time. They were given to marriage and they were marrying. It was pleasure. Pleasure. People were having fun. If right now I ask, you know, if there is an event in town right now, and I'm asking, you know, there is also a service at the same time, you will know the people who love God and the people who love pleasure. It's going to be very controversial this morning. The presentation itself, I'm looking at what the Spirit of the Lord is dealing with, and, you know, when I look at it, that alone is controversial enough. But whichever way, it will be bumpy, it will be rough before it gets smooth. So, you know, we will take it anyhow, the Spirit of God puts it. Pleasure will be chosen, you know, more than gift and grace of salvation. And this is why even the message is shifting from Christ to nonsense. Nonsense is not an insult. Nonsense just simply means it does not make any sense. We preaching very hard, but most of the preaching is nonsense. Yeah, we are telling people even the things that the preachers themselves do not understand. And that is why there are so many churches in Ghana, and yet Ghana football is one form. But I'm telling you this morning, I've already announced it's going to be very controversial. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Enjoy yourself. Good morning to everybody. Fasten your seatbelt. It's not an easy morning this morning. Tell me, you know, if we are truly preaching the heart of God, tell me if really the message is the Christ, the Christos, the Son of God, the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto him, unto the Father, except through him. If the message is the living bread, the bread of life, the bread that cometh from heaven, that if any man eateth it, they will never be hungry, neither will they go thirsty. If the message is the way, the truth, and the life, we will not be talking about other things. There are certain things that is making it look like, you know, all religions are the same. Well, I want to make the distinction. Christianity is not a religion. So, you can put all the religions together, but Christianity is not a religion. And Christianity is not like any other religion. I'm serious. This is how gradually, we are making Jesus Christ ineffective from the pulpit. Gradually, he is not the message. Gradually. This is why now you know we will call it religious tolerance, and then we make it nice. Or we can even have these people worshiping from other, you know, religions. They can come to church as normal, and we can also visit their whatever, and it's normal. Please Don't mix the message. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Don't distort the message. Don't confuse the message. When it's like this, then I am going to ask you to open all those doors for lovely people to be able to see me and also hear me clearly. I will appreciate it. Say a good amen. Yeah. The worship of pleasure is increasingly making it so. Yeah, that is why, you know, there are certain things that takes dominance in terms of priorities and all that. It takes dominance, you know, and takes center stage. And this is why even when we are, you know, having worship nights and all that, the apparels of people, the focus is not on the worship. The focus is shifting to the dressing, to the person that is singing. And gradually, we are shifting the attention of the people from the God we are worshiping to the person that is singing. And gradually, we are losing focus. And the people are increasingly writing songs that are not based on the word of God. It is no more Bible, but rather themselves, how the Lord has reached them from some low estate and placed them on a high estate. But that is not the message. That is not the message. That is not the message. I'm sorry to just start that a little bit. You know, let me use the opportunity to say this. What made us born again is not what we are hearing in our churches now. The message that made us born again. What made me to lift my hands without anybody saying altar call? In my room, not at the crusade grounds, in my room with tears. It was a cassette playing and preaching the heart of God. It was a message about the Christ. It was about the Christos. I was preaching, you know, I was hearing a preaching of the Son of the Living God, the bread of life. And many pate na wonya bidia. When I dream such an and a commemorative such an idea, I dream of for you. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Yeah. Pleasure have taken center stage. This is why, you know, Mama Comfort, we will see people, and if I see, you know, a woman, the ordinary or the average Christian, will see a woman in church, and the first thing that comes to mind is pleasure. First thing, whatever that the sound is, shut it off, please. First thing that comes to mind, pleasure. It shocks me, you know, in the way we have reduced womanhood to that a woman is a sex machine and a sex tool and a baby making machine and a pleasurable instrument. But a woman is a cognitive being, an astute being, an industrious being, an intellectual being. A woman is far more than pleasure. A woman is far more than breasts and butts and hips and shape and physique and pulchritude. A woman goes far beyond that. When you want to build a vision, call a woman. When you want to raise a nation, call a woman. When you want to build a church, call a woman. When you want to build a home, call a woman. When you want to build a business, call a woman. Not one you want to have a topan. No! And that is why people are not content with what they have. He has a wife, but he is not content. He wants something else. He is sleeping with a woman at home, but he is not content with that woman. He wants another woman. And I'm asking the question, what is it about another woman that your wife doesn't have? That is the worship of pleasure. The worship. Pastor Steve, I want to tell everybody who is watching us and listening to us, pleasure is stealing the hearts of nations. This is why, even when ministers of state, some of them travel and they are service, you know, with women. Some of them travel. State protocol. Can you know, MCE, DC, minister, sector minister is on tour. And they say, okay, and as you may see, they are here to service you in the night. But your wife is sleeping at home. Me catch it out. One of the reasons why many MPs have lost their seats. Pleasure. And you baby, you are not that. O baby, on Monday that we human never say, I'm telling you, this is where pleasure is taking dominance and taking center stage. I want to ask you a question: why do you have a phone that is costing 1,000 cedis and you don't have a Bible that is costing 50 cedis? Because there are no pornography in the Bible. There are no nude pictures in the Bible. The Bible does not contain comic videos and nonsense. The word of God is life to them that embrace it. It is also rest to them that have it. Yeah, what some of you may not so high. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. I have hidden it within my heart that I will not sin. Sin against you. Minimum 70 me more than some. Pleasure will deny people heaven. Yeah. This is why 5-minute pleasure have denied many people a future. Yeah. 5-minute pleasure have stolen your future away from you. You took your future and you mortgaged it for just a pleasurable time of 5 minutes. So many great men of God and great women of God, prophets of astute caliber and nature, have fallen because of pleasure. Pleasure! Nyamini pa kasiye pa. Newe nyamin sa dawoso. Nyamin diwo ye juma. Nyamini dawoso. Se akra! Ebe fa woso. Enyam kwache. Because of pleasure. Why do you ask? Minim zon to me mowen, se we? Mumbe bre anu mwa mwane. You know, I look at it. When you be ane na mwa jama yin se nyamini pa. When you appear, today, prophets, baby, are single women and they attend different churches, different from their churches, because of pleasure. Pleasure have stolen the hearts of so many people. I'm telling you, starting, I said, she is my spiritual daughter. My problem is, I'm telling you, the moment you break the hedge, the serpent will bite. And this is why so many great men of God will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And so many people will lose their crowns before God. And so many people that have labored and worked for God all their lives will go to hell. And you don't like this kind of message. If you don't like this message, saying ne ne saying so, yes sir. Spiritual daughter, as we almost some, as you didn't swoba, as you the drinks eba, papa, ube huna anuwe prao, ube huna anuwe prao. They are spiritual daughters. How do you sleep with them? Pleasure. Let me tell you, you can quote scriptures and go to hell. You can preach and prophesy and go to hell. I'm telling you. And some money call for my half war. The name is you. And so when the gospel musicians realize, Papa Kwa, You know, there are 4 or 5 girls who follow him, and go to, you know, the city, almost some, no, and all that. I wonder how a man of God will travel out of a country or out of a city, and your wife is available, and you don't travel with your wife and your secretary and adjutants and whatever you call them, armor bearers and all these names, which does not exist in the premise of the New Testament confines of God's word, and they follow you, and by the time you know, a beautiful anointing, a beautiful move is already destroyed. I'm telling you, any life without boundaries is a useless life. Any life without borders, this is the line. Nobody can cross it. When we get to this line, you don't cross it. You can play, but you don't play too much. You can play, but you don't cross your boundaries. You can be nice, but you are not nice beyond your boundaries. Listen! I'm telling you, the heart of God. You can play, but you are playing too much. Pleasure. This is why, you know, a jamais or man, you one of our biggest problems. I'm telling you. He doesn't know minister of state. He doesn't know MP. He doesn't know anybody. He just runs in the line. Something is wrong. Oh, yeah. It is very interesting, you know, when I look at the way things are going. Now, by the way, a nice girl. Leave it to my boy. And what's the certificate? You know, fine. But leave it to my boy. What does that mean? No, what does that mean? But leave it to my boy. What does that mean? Buono! Leave it to my buono. There are certain things, me say, I'm telling you, when I look at the way even law is administered in this country, I pray for Ghana, and I'm asking God's mercy on you. When you mean one of every year, when you mean at the Cocobana Abremo. Preaching, I'm preaching. I'm some microphones. I'm on my better now. Be a some who better I'm let me tell you something. Who better some? And to preach, I'm just like we have brought the money. I threw to my head. You cool, my head. Tianiye. Who cool? I'm a kudi anybody. And then I'm a kufu frujina. I'm a kufu fro baby. They will rise. They will preach. They will talk. Because of pleasure. If it was not pleasure, tell me why Aisha Kushini before Bawi. Eden Agana Timiman the center stage. China niba before we had an Kenya Unya center stage. If it was not pleasure, she started with empanachi, and that is Jezebelic. Maneuvers her way into the place of power. It was what Shipenina Koma. It told me not Aisha our concession. We took gold, Wagana. It told me not Aisha tons, answer. It told me Aisha took Kwanya, no one VVIP lounge. The person may be saying, pleasure! Yes, sent here, clamp Aisha down. That day, for 24 hours, Aisha, my China, for shate, all our internet portal within 24 hours, they are shate down. One of them who say, security is very low. Very low! Aisha, you might with you. Because of pleasure. And we have said, and here may be a yeah. We have, you know, and here may be a when that recently, it was last week, May 9th. In the who May 9th, Korea, I'm a bush here for a sitting him. And when I have been, who said, will be to pleasure. So, June 3, this in compensation have not been paid to some of these people. Now, I bet, and I saw them, and I'm praise him for what? Repent, or you will eat the fruit of your labor. I'm telling you, I dear be on my Bible because you know, encourage.
E ye Bible ni mo asam wo setia e wo komanim. Isa komana pra me mfan said ye wadrese. Wo som no e ye fun wo nyame anim. I don't know who I'm talking to now. Sa e brano awo bono. Abebi ani so a. I'm telling you, you are joking. You are joking. You are joking. If not pleasure, tell me the killers of J.B. Dankwedu. And I'm at Swale. It's been all this while. And people are nicely sitting in church. Nicely! We have forgotten about it. But the judgment of God will not forget about it. I'm telling you that very clear. I'm telling the killers of Honorable Echo Hayford, you will face judgment no matter what it is. I'm telling you truly, this is exactly what John the Baptist preached and his head went off. And I'm telling everybody, it is time that the heart of God permeates and prevails for God's people to repent and come into alignment. For God wants to rapture his church, but his church is not ready. Hatred! We are quoting scriptures and yet we hate each other. Preaching! Prophesy! We hate each other. This church hates this church. That pastor hates that pastor. You know, the Bible said in the book of John that all may be one. We are forgotten about that. Pentecost funny apostle funka, CAC funny Methodist funka, when am I going to pay Alabaster funny asori binka, when am I going to pay? It doesn't happen. And when somebody leaves a church to another church, they go like, Madome, what do me saying? How can you curse when your job is to bless? Pleasure is the Bible explains pleasure in three ways. First John chapter 2, verse number 15 and 16. Especially the Bible said in verse number 15, do not love the world nor the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. In verse number 16, the Bible said, for all that is in the world. Now he puts the world system and all that the world presents, and then he says, all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. And the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And the Bible said it is not of the Father, but it is from the world system, the cosmos. It comes from the system of the world. In other words, pleasure is not only the lust of the flesh, it's also the lust of the eyes. It is in the lust of the eyes why people are amassing wealth. I want to And this is why, you know, baby, I want to ask very, you know, interesting questions this morning. That is why people can bring goods into the country and not pay duties and not pay the right taxes and all stuff like that. And I want to, when you are friends with people in pleasure, then you can get away with it. If not, then you are to suffer. So if we are with the cars, buy a last year before lockdown, J.R. Foko impounded here because he was exposed on television and radio. You know, two cars that were impounded by J.R. without the payment of duties. I want to ask, can they free him from the port? Pleasure! Last of the eyes. You need bread here. Any bread. Ubi tia nini bread in here. Ubi shewu atadiye keke. Atadiye. Eye nini eni bread. Ute ye wo yere ubi eni bread no. Ubi eni bread wukuno. Ubi is winking with flirting to your wife. It's a very interesting generation. And the Bible said, pray that you will be counted worthy to escape from all these things that shall come to pass. And to stand before the Son of Man. Very serious. Any bread. If I be cos question at your own here, we can want Tibetan company. Arsenal Besha. Arsenal form found. Real Madrid. Chelsea for the announcement.
No.
And people
are betting. I traveled to Kaswa recently, and whilst we were interacting with the community, I realized that there is a gaming house for betting. It is a powerhouse for betting. People go there to bet, and one day, just in this year, a few months in America, they went to bet, and whilst they were betting in that particular house, somebody bet, and they scored that person. He bet with his car, they scored him. He bet with his house, they scored him. Then, abomination. He bet with his wife, and they scored him.
You are fear,
and will be scared.
And now,
me foul. What's over for me, sister? As who could do what bet? Sin,
Ghana.
Ghana, some Namika. I feel they are the mabet. We be the year
to so. Me do what to so.
We are bad. Near dinner, you don't know. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Pleasure.
Baba Edmond Yedmabekonomu Wekilu to single 439. A boy 3 years ago. A sana 13 years ago, a boy. 30 years ago, a boy. Itabo say no. September on the 3rd. It was saying, who are dream with you? And I got a mukankai. And a ball I am montane somma. Would the animal ya to form baby animal rum or draw some of you so kobaras kohia dear kohedi a prosy for ya baras.
Pia
Murian Makotina singing my
Murian Makotina Women Fellowship. Ready a baras aye. Ready a baras aye.
So ya 4 year them, police 4 year them, national security 4 year them.
A change shanimu and a minimum.
We'll be a bonnet professionally. We have a way to handle bonino. Punish the person, penalize the person. Let the rule of law work. But the style, the method is important. The style, the method is important.
I'm serious.
The style, the man. Grabrantie, imagine my grabrantie and animal coaching, the bura grabrantie and all that kind of thing. I'm warning this nation. Adiabi, I'm obeying the money. I'm telling you, oburu obi, ubiba buru, oba, ubiba buru unia. Adiabi, on me nyenshi that beko fan no mi abe tunipaso.
Tianiye.
Tete we angenyeni. You can just pick up the phone and say, we need that boy. And the manager will produce the boy. Banje Mabawi, Nini Pabe says 6-7. Macho Menko Chile Banje Mabawi. Na yako Bruno. And Upia! Enti minka sentia sadia. Sadia win and a PNDC days. A koso. Anyin shida. This is why this nation is still on its knees. This kind of thing. Brutalizing people. And shedding innocent blood. That kind of thing. I'm telling you. This is the rule of law. We are in the dispensation of democracy. Learn some professionalism. You can administer the law in a very nice way.
Normal.
Listen to Luke chapter number 3, verse number 14. Listen to what Jesus said to soldiers and police and law enforcement. You know, he said, do violence to no man.
Do violence to no man.
Yeah. Do violence to no man. Highlight it for me.
Do violence to no man.
He is telling law enforcement, I will read the tree to you. I swear through faith and allegiance that will protect, defend the Constitution of Ghana, and you are swearing with the word of God. You go to court and they give the I pledge or promise or swear that the account I will give in this court will be the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And yet, we lie under oath. At the end of all, we are offering grower, sorry.
I never
believed that people can steal offerings until I saw it. Yeah.
until I saw it. Until I saw it. Then I realized that Inipa was sorry, demons are crying.
Then I can understand 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, why judgment will begin from the house of God.
You are sick.
You can't even live with one woman. You can't be faithful to your own vows. That I take you to be my lawful wedded husband. I pledge to have you and to hold for better, for worse, for richer and poorer, in health and in sickness, until death do us part. Where is anybody on a move?
Because
we love pleasure. Bring the scripture back. And the scripture is Matthew, Luke chapter number 3 and verse number 14. I read it in different verses. It says, do violence to no man. You don't have the right to hit the person. Allow the law to do whatever he wants to do. This is the same spirit. Same spirit. Barbara, Lillian, it is the same spirit. It is the same. It's going to happen. It will happen. Praise him. Mo amotiti ye fa banki egu wie omusika shamoto na modete ha. Praise him, praise him. Pioneer and repent from your sins and God will have mercy on you. You maltreat your wife, speak to her anyhow. Maltreat. Beye abosome be samie nu uni ukunu nada ese ha etu wanim kitaba abro kesiye.
The Holy Ghost is moving. The Holy Ghost is not moving in your house. The Holy Ghost is not moving in your life, in your marriage, in your draw. The Holy Ghost is not moving. Pioneer!
How are we going to do that? Bring a scripture back. Let us read it in different versions. Put it in a different version. Let us read it. Some soldiers asked Jesus, what about us? What are we to do? And then he said, don't take money from anyone. Omwa, are you Operation Vanguard for no day? Should hear this one. Piaya! Have you ever heard my name? I'm telling you. 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 Police need 24 noble down. Munyinche. Kankro 40 years, you may ya could do baby no marita. And then you know ye jaw mokwain. Fefe no mukofi. Umwa, like you know, my uncle, you know, Commissioner P. N. Cobner. You know, he turned into a lecturer in the Ghana Police School. And he will walk. He will not even allow them to drive him. He will walk, exercise into depot, and go and teach the police people. And then he can. Brilliant. Modi, uniform shemo. Ebe banamu funa yesewa ponchia. Wapeche. Na uti daha. Na na daha na uniform. No one you know say. I see a woman who will look my catch. If you say, Mutni Asempa, Tinia Bronwa and Crawford Bromo, Nanka see a woman and Mugusu. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to use the opportunity to read the scripture to you, and then I bring my message to a close. But let me first read what we are reading right now. You know, he said, don't take money from anybody by force or accuse anyone falsely. Be content with your pay. Police for Muntieyi. Teacher for Muntieyi. Be content with your pay. Bring the verse number 15. Take it to a different version. Take it to a different version. Message Bible possibly. He said, what shall we do when he has Jesus replied? Don't extort money or make false accusation. Be content with your Message Bible. And then let me read it in peace. So soldiers, and he said, he told them, no shakedowns, no back pass, no initial license, money at the amount. No blackmail. Be content with your rations. That's what you need. Put it in the tree version. And let's hear what the word of the Lord has got to say. Look at this. Now, sir, for instance, he said, yes, 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 yes. What can you do when he said, munye, munye, munye will be a hang, hang. It's in the Bible. And you will be a hang, 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 hang. And you will be a hang, hang. And you know, hi, hi. And you will be a hi, hi. Bible says, one to two be an oqua. Hey, okay, I have that kind of attitude. Mama cut you on so many. Mama cut you on so many. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. A reason why pleasure has invaded the world system and everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, it is all because, you know, we have been blinded. Our minds have been blinded. The Bible said in King James Version, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, least the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine unto them. In other words, if anybody believes the light of the gospel, that, you know, the illumination of God has shined upon those people. But the minds of the people have been blinded by the gods of this world. And that is why we believe that when you have a car, you have made it. When you have a house, you have made it. When you have some money, you have made it. And so now people want to get all these things. They don't care how they make it. And that is the life in which we are. Ladies and gentlemen, you are a stranger and a pilgrim on earth. Your time is ticking, including everybody. Your time is ticking and depleting. One day you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10. Listen to the word of God. The Bible said we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man will receive of the things done in this body according to whatever you have done, whether it is good or bad. He said the same thing in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse number 13 and 14. The Bible said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God! And obey his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Look at verse number 14. Very interesting verse. The Bible said, for God shall bring every word, every work God will bring it into judgment. Yeah. With every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is bad. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse number 9, the Bible said the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? And then in verse number 10, he said, the Lord searched the heart and tried the reins and give it every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Verse number 11. You know, the war party and ya and ya tenin sonatesa kokohridia ubutungosi and you want a 2 years so every year no ubebunim kwanda mumi no na wuni esienwa ebe friend oke we ase e underline exclamated highlighted this morning. I'm telling everybody that is seated in this room and everybody that is watching on television and all the numerous people watching on Facebook Live, YouTube, and podcast live, repent and come into alignment with the obedience and compliance with God's word and his will. That them that have become, them that are Christ must be careful to maintain good works, and also them that are named after Christ shall depart from evil. They will know that this is not the right way. We need to tell them, "Pono, we need to walk on path that we need to, you know, yet another fast. We need to home ema, home cry." Jeremiah chapter 6:16. Yeah, go and ask of the way, the old path. Yeah, the stand ye in the ways and see and ask the old path where the good way is and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But my people said, we shall not walk in it. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse number 4. Going. The Bible said, do not say we are Christians. We are Christians. We are believers. We are believers. We are the temple of God. We are the temple of God. We are the temple of God. In verse number 5, the Bible said, emphatically clear. He said, for if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, and if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor. This is what the Lord is looking for. In verse number 6, the Bible said, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless and the widow, if you shed not innocent blood in this place, then neither walk after other gods to hurt me. Then, in verse number 7, I will cause you to dwell in this place. Abiding by power, they shall visit the scripture. Tree Bible near me de or see Bia na mache. Ebia na mache. And any pen you need check. Go and see the people that were buried yesterday. Because we are interested in following people's husbands, people's wives. We want to date married men. Unche. Unche. In Fama sorry, I'll call. Ubit me about alabaster. Miss Unche. There is a young lady in this church. They came for an audition, an interview yesterday, who wants to serve in the production department. So they came for an interview. And then in the interview, I asked her, what's your name? And then she mentioned her name. I said, I have not heard anything like that before. She said it is a short form of a long name. And then she mentioned the full name. And then I said, what does the name mean? He said, the name simply means that if you sleep on your own bed, you will have peace. But if you leave your bed and find yourself on somebody's bed, there will be trouble. I said, there will not only be trouble, you will not last. You will not last. You will not last. We need every one person. It's me by sorry question that will be because of pleasure. Then my friend phone switch off. Monday we are met you. Tuesday not of you three service Ben one corner. Wednesday we are met you. Hello. Man, I'm on this thing. Yeah. Nasan out here. Send them your Christopher. Oko I sorry question that nay will go there in your way. Oh, man, I shall be chill. Who are shall be okay? Who shall be okay? And now, Brack, I'm in here. If you can, I'm saying that this year. Who shall? So, you are assuming coffee. Now, you have a pony, Rasu coffee. Coffee!
And then such a pa a yira. So we need pa kwa so de ko jia drin such a in the ho. And ya visentino ba ya yukunu and yukuna a ye yere. Nemum nem kwajianu adino ebe papa ben nante Christo kwa so ama Christo abetena ni muni fia e Christo fie wa ya body ya fufro ni madada ane kem ni emena aya fufro and no dear enye nasem Christo awetimi mani penyansa emeni pa aduma hunim timi de bobra ompeno ya pongwa da Damba chomba mi hon kakra. Ibiye juma nunu. Esu opon afababru ne kufiye. Da, damba chow. Ne yiri bisan se, hello, era. Aden yemu a mampa chow. Nyemu na mne wukasa. Da, damba chow. Ufidi ene jina honu. Ufidi ene jina. Woye ebe yiw. Ne yiwa. E yiwa. Ene ebe hunu se, ne fidi wa sore de. And so the song means a lot to me. I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all, that's right. I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matter. You are all. I will put you in front. I can't hear you. In front of my. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. Come on. I will make. You and I. You are all that matters. Oh, well, oh, well. Oh, well, oh, well. How I wish a nation like this one can embrace a thing like this. Because of pleasure, the worship of pleasure. The Bible and Fanya. You are all that matter. Oh, where? Oh, where? You are all. I will put you in front of. You are all. You are. I'll make room for two. Come on. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matter. You are all that matter. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, well, oh, oh, well, oh, well. Before we sing the national anthem, can you put on the screen, rescue the perishing, care for the dying? I just want us to read the words of the first stanza. You know, that hymn, rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Listen to the words it say, rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in piety from sin and grave. It goes like, weep for the erring one, lift up the alien. Tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. And then it goes through the choral, rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save. Don't miss the blessing of this. Don't be a churchgoer. Be a child of God. Your two hands are on your chest, and we want to rededicate our lives to Jesus. We want to ask the Lord, align my ways with your word. Dwell in me. I want to be like Yesu. I want to be like Yesu. I want to make it right with you. I am tired of acting, pretense, mimicking, gimmicks, tricks. I want to be real. 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 Everybody knows you're a nice man, but your wife knows you better. put off the mask. Put off the, you know, sheets. No more sheets. The Lord knows your heart. You can't pretend to him. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, everybody watching us online, on TV, everywhere, your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Come into my heart. Make me born again and a new creation. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Play the national anthem. Stretch your right hand on the flag of Ghana that is on the altar of God and pray for Ghana. We are making intercession for this lovely nation, and we are asking God, heal our country, heal our land in Jesus. And can I hear your voice now in prayer? And whilst the people of God are praying, Father, I'm asking you, forgive the bloodshed of the generals, the judges. Forgive innocent blood that were shed. People who died in prison, who died innocently. Forgive. Forgive, oh God, the madness and the absurdity and the abortion of justice and truth. Forgive. I pray in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy align us. Let your truth build us for righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Yeah, lift up a nation, for righteousness exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach. Sin is a reproach to any people. Heal our economy, fortify our city, bless our national reserves, and reduce our national deficit. We give you the praise, Heavenly King, in the name of Jesus. Be kind to Ghana. I pray for the President, His Excellency, the First Lady, and the First Family. I pray for the people of Ghana, the people who are here and also in the diaspora. I'm asking your hand of blessing. Give us a sense of direction and help us with all the resources we have to succeed. May the Ghana come to the place of knowing Christ as Savior. May Ghana come to the place of trembling at your word and fearing you. And your word. It will come to the place and knowing that when we dear nyame do a chi on ya no how does. I pray in the name of Jesus for every man and woman in the hospital, in destitution, the person in the prison, have mercy, Master.
I pray the miraculous and the supernatural for every sick person. No matter where they are, heal them. In Jesus' precious name. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep your hearts and minds. May the Lord order your steps in his word. May the Lord favor you. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.